Speaking in Juba Thursday during the opening of the Japanese-funded $120 million Freedom Bridge, Kenya's former Prime Minister Raila Odinga had this message for South Sudanese leaders.
I want you people to talk as brothers and let the guns go to the barracks and you let it be protected by civilian police. If you guys do this, nothing will stop us in this region of East Africa from achieving proper integration of this reunion and realizing the dreams of the founding fathers of this nation.
Odinga says the solution to all of the country's problems lies with South Sudan's leaders.
So I've talked with my brothers here in South Sudan, you have also crisis. But I've told them the solution is here. The solution is not in Addis Ababa, not in Kampala or in Entebbe, not in Nairobi, not in Khartoum. It is right here.
Odinga says Kenya had experienced its own set of political problems after national elections, which could have plunged the neighboring country into crisis. Odinga noted how in 2007 many Kenyan citizens were killed following the disputed elections. And in 2017, Kenya almost plunged into turmoil when the opposition disputed the results of the presidential elections, which involved disagreements between President Uhuru Kenyatta's party and Odinga's camp.
So under those circumstances, we sat down with my brother Uhuru Kenyatta and we talked. We talked and ultimately said Kenya is bigger than both of us. So we said we must now have a homegrown solution to our problem. And we talked. We agreed these are the problems which have been ailing our country since independence up to now. And we can resolve them. I said, I'm ready. And he also said he was ready.
At yesterday's bridge opening event, both President Kiir and First Vice President Machar reiterated their commitment to restoring peace and stability in the country and called for collective support from the citizens to move the country forward. Machar says despite the slow progress in the implementation of the peace deal, the parties are committed to fully implementing it.
We are committed to peace. The implementation is slow, but we are committed to it, to see that our country become peaceful and become competitive, become prosperous.
President Kiir says he will take Odinga's advice about putting the country on the right path to peace and urged other South Sudanese leaders to do the same. Kiir called on all South Sudanese citizens to support efforts aimed at restoring peace and stability in the country.
I would like to call upon you all to work hard to maintain peace in our country. Having peace will allow us to focus on service delivery and development project, will raise up progress.
With less than 9 months to go before the end of the transitional period, full implementation of the 2018 peace deal still lags far behind. Critical aspects of the agreement, like security arrangements, preparation for elections, and work on a permanent constitution, have yet to be fully implemented. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.